Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. This is the way it happens. The cold chill of winter fades, spring lasts for about 3 weeks, and then it's summer in New England. And when that happens, thoughts turn to picnics. Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. She's here with some ideas on how you can get prepped and ready for picnic season. Suzanne, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You wrote a story about picnics. What made you interested in that topic?
Well, I think that one of the things I'm most excited about right now is exploring Vermont. I love driving the curvy roadways as, you know, spring blossoms into summer. And one of the things that makes that affordable for me is bringing my own food with me. You also never know when you're going to run across a restaurant. And so if it happens to be lunchtime and you're in the middle of a national forest and there's nothing to eat within miles, you could get hangry, and you don't want to be driving hangry. And so I always bring a picnic with me when I'm going out on the road to explore the state.
What is driving hangry like with you?
I don't know, because I always have a block of cheese in my bag.
Oh, you're good. For your story, you chose themes for your picnics. Why themes?
Well, that's kind of the way that I do all menu planning. So if I'm having a dinner party, there's a theme. When I had my restaurant, each menu had a theme. And the reason for that is because decision making is actually really hard, right? Say you're looking at your closet and you're trying to decide what to wear. Now, you could spend a really long time trying to mix and match, or you could come in knowing, I want to wear something blue that isn't too hot. And then immediately you have a better sense of what you're going to put on. So I like to do the same thing for food, because really the options are infinite. And so by narrowing it down, by choosing a theme, it can help you. So what I did for this story was to think about some of the fun things I would do around the state and what I might want to bring to those specific activities.
All right. So you create themes, but how does that translate then into the actual food?
Well, for instance, one of the picnic themes I've been thinking about is a hiking theme. So for that one, I'm like, okay, well, when I'm hiking, what's really important? It's really important that the food is going to be light. That's the primary thing, right? It has to not go bad if it's out for a few hours. So that's another really important factor. So from there, I'm like, okay, well, I can bring jerky or summer sausage or crackers or snack mixes. And so that helps me to start shaping. And I'm like, what am I going to want to eat when I'm on top of a mountain? And by doing that, I kind of build the picnic concept.
So both light to carry and light to eat.
Or heavy to eat. I want calories.
Oh, okay. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're discussing theme picnics. Any other ideas that you had?
One of my favorite ones that I came up with when writing this article was the protest picnic, because a lot of people I know are going to the state house to, you know, engage in these political discourses. So I was thinking about what would a protest picnic look like? And what I came up with was, you know, all ethically sourced stuff and maybe some things you made yourself. So for that picnic, I've envisioned a pesto made with wild greens that you harvest, like dandelions or maybe some wild leeks, free-range chicken salad, bread made all with Vermont wheat. And I encourage people to bring extra for Bernie in case he happens to show up, like Elijah, like setting a place for Elijah. You know?
And so when you're at a protest, you're in a massive crowd with not a lot of room. Does that factor into what you're going to pack?
I wasn't thinking about the size of the picnic, but you probably do want to bring some to share if you're making the protest picnic.
And any other picnic ideas?
Well, the third one that I came up with for the article was for when you're going to, say, an event on the Shelburne Museum lawn, maybe a concert or something like that. And in that venue, I like to think about food as art and find the finest products that are made in Vermont. So the most beautiful artisan cheeses, the cured meats, wine from La Garagista, craft beer, those kinds of things. So that was the third picnic concept that I kind of focused on in the story. And, you know, between the kind of road trippy hiking ones, the artsy, you know, having a picnic on the lawn, and the protest idea, I think we covered a lot of territory.
Now, on the artsy one, I mean, does the presentation matter more than in the other two?
I think that presentation can change from one to the next. You know, if you're hiking, you're not going to want to bring extra things with you. So in that case, I would worry a lot less about presentation. I wouldn't have the nice wicker basket, for instance. But if you're going to be picnicking on the lawn, then you might want to bring a nice tablecloth and you might not want to forget your wine key. So yeah, I think that is something you can adjust depending on the circumstances.
And how about some tips for really smart picnicking?
one of my favorite tips that I came up with was using the tubes that you would use to bring shampoo or conditioner on an airplane to put your condiments in. So if you want to have really flavorful food on the road, but you don't want to carry a jar of mustard, there are actually food-safe containers that you can use, and those are much lighter to carry. And that's useful whether or not you're hiking with them. Another thing is to freeze the beverage that you're going to be drinking and to use that to keep food cold. So that's kind of a safety issue and also maybe an aesthetic issue of wanting to eat something in its chilled state. And then you can just drink the liquid later. I got pretty excited about the idea of bringing herbal water. So instead of just plain water, you can add crushed herbs to the water to make it more flavorful. And then the other thing I was thinking about is that I always keep a little picnic kit in my car. And so that consists of all the things that I would need to eat on the go. Even if I didn't bring the picnic with me, if I always have a fork and a plate and a napkin and maybe some of those condiments and tubes, then I can always, you know, stop at a little grocery store along the way and find something that I'm going to eat and be able to eat it right there on the spot.
You've thought of everything. The one thing then you've probably figured out is how do you keep ants away from your picnics?
I eat them too fast for them to get there.
There we go. You have an answer for everything.
An answer.
Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for enlightening us about picnics today at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.